Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, it's State of State. We got your Nittany Line update. It's a football discussion with Tom and Justin. So kick back and press play.
With former Penn State and NFL defensive back Justin King, I'm Tom Hanifin. This is State of State. This podcast is presented by BetOnline. The college football playoff has concluded, but the NFL playoffs are about to begin. Plus, the NBA, the NHL, combat sports, and more are in full swing. BetOnline has all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and info. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. State of State is presented by BetOnline, where the game starts. Also, State of State is a proud supporter of Blue White Outfitters. Blue White Outfitters was created as a retail shop meant to highlight the confidence, competitiveness, and fearlessness of the elite athletes found throughout the history of Penn State University. Check out their Lockdown U and Lawn Boys merchandise today. All sales from Blue White Outfitters directly benefit Penn State student athletes. Visit www.bluewhiteoutfitters.com today.
Underlying story that Penn State fans are following is a comment here from Joe that I want to bring forward, and this is very facetious and tongue-in-cheek. There is no concrete information behind this. Joe just saying, quote, congrats on James Franklin going to Alabama. Now, the news that broke yesterday and rattled the college football world, Nick Saban has retired and is no longer the head coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, something that is unfathomable, but at the same time, he's 72. He has made his money. He has done everything there is to do. He is arguably the greatest college football coach that ever lived, 6 national championships. There were a bevy of names thrown out by reporters speculatively as who could potentially take the Alabama job. Names like Dan Lanning at Oregon, names like Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, names like James Franklin from Penn State. I feel like the person taking this job at Alabama has to be perfect. And not that they need to be the perfect choice, but it has to be something that that fan base is going to accept and comprehend. It's a damn near impossible job because you're trying to fill those shoes. I don't envy the person who takes this job. I personally feel very strongly that James Franklin is not going from Penn State to Alabama. If he is, be the first person to knock on my door and tell me that I was wrong. But I would be freaking stunned if Alabama pursued James Franklin and if James Franklin wanted to leave for Alabama.
Well, I wouldn't be stunned if Alabama pursued James Franklin. Let's put it that way. I wouldn't be stunned if they pursued him. Now, if he would go, that's a different story. I mean, he's a pretty smart guy when it comes to charting his career and where he has, you know, some level of leverage and what he's been able to build. But, like, let's not get it twisted. I know sometimes it happens when we're here, but he's a premier, he's a top 8 coach in undoubtedly in college football. And when we think of a position like Alabama, I think you have to make sure that the head coach operates within the whole culture, right? Even from the standpoint of Joe Moorhead taking a job at Mississippi State. Is he a great coach? Yes. Is Mississippi State and living in Mississippi the great fit for Joe Moorhead? Probably not. And I would look at the same type of thing with James, but from the other side, I mean, I could understand why Alabama, if they're looking down their short list of coaches that come into the situation, what he's been able to do and turn around at Penn State over the past 10 years, you have to consider him. I mean, so, but I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's built something special at Penn State and he wants to finish the job.
And again, I come back to, what is the guy that is going to appease the Alabama fan base? There's that video out there of Alabama fan Willie in tears, and I think he was extremely drunk, so let's factor that in. But like, this is a fan base that has gotten used to winning at a very high level. Nothing against James Franklin, but in 10 years, one Big Ten title, a lot of 11 and 10 win seasons, but has not gotten over the hump. I think that would upset Alabama fans. They would be like, eh. Now you could point towards his experience in the SEC, had success at Vanderbilt. Those are not even the same world, Alabama and Vanderbilt within the SEC. Let's say that. To me, Justin, and this is just spitballing, the only guy that makes sense, the only guy that has the balls to do it is Lane Kiffin. And I believe Greg McElroy already came out today publicly and I guess had maybe some inside information, is that Lane Kiffin's already out in regard to being a candidate.
That's who I would have picked. I would have said Lane Kiffin. And just and to your point where it's like the winner situation, I would my rebuttal or retort to that is that every person that you named on that list, only one person has a national championship, and that's Dabo Swinney. I mean, so from that standpoint, I think all coaches are losers then. If we hold that standard of, like, if you don't win a national championship, we just got to know, like, Jim Harbaugh, he never beat Urban Meyer. You know what I mean? So, like, when we think of winning, it becomes relative until you see that thing through, because now Jim Harbaugh is he's going to be considered one of the top coaches in college football or coaching in general. But, like, just 3 years ago, we were talking about, is it too big for him? Is it the right fit? And all these different things. So I guess I'm saying that to say is, the winning is relative. I mean, like, to be honest, because I've seen different records get portrayed or storytelling behind different lesser records hyped up a little bit differently than even James's. So I think the winning thing is interesting in college sports because every fan base has a different requirement of winning. Like Texas A&M, like, They want to win a national championship, but they'll probably never win more than 9 to 10 games. Like, they are who they are just based on everything else. So it's like you have to hit your maximum in whatever that ecosystem is. Because, I mean, I've talked to my friends this morning. Like, this, to be honest, we look at if we just put up 10 years of Penn State history forever, you can slap up the past 10 years against any 10-year span and kind of argue which run is better. So I think he could be up for it. But I don't think it's a fit for him. So I'm saying all that to say is he stays put and we keep trying to finish the job here at Penn State.
I agree. I will say this about whoever takes the Alabama job is that you are in store for a wonderful buyout. it's going to be a Jimbo long. If it were me, I would argue or I would negotiate for a Jimbo Fisher-esque buyout, if not greater, since the market has now been set. Because I do not envy whoever takes that job, because how do you follow arguably the greatest coach ever?
You can't. How do you do it? You come in as authentic as possible and you have to be able to stand 10 toes down and like create your own lane within that organization. Because I think whatever organization, I mean, Alabama is a strong organization, but within that organization, it has to still appease those Alabama fans like Alabama Willie, right? I mean, I've seen it here in Pittsburgh. Like, everyone's thinking, like, who's going to replace Bill Cowher, like the great Bill Cowher? Mm-hmm. And we saw someone who came the 11th choice, or however low Mike Tomlin was on the list to come in. And he came in with his own unique style that fit within the Steelers organization. But I think that's kudos to the Steelers organization and knowing what they're looking for. I think a lot of times in college football, these administrators and college programs, they don't know what they're looking for. They just see, like, hey, I want that guy, or I want the guy that has a high PFF, or I want this. Like, so that's my whole situation. So it's going to be interesting to see how their little talent acquisition process goes and who lands at Alabama.
Thank you all so much for joining us. This episode and our entire library of shows is available now on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts. Also, let us know what you think of the show on social media and check out all of our content on X, Instagram, and TikTok. Search for the handle at State of State Pod. State of State is presented by Bet Online and by Blue White Outfitters.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.